Friends, now we will discuss the portfolio management, which is one of the very crucial chapter which finance manager has to manage personal investment as well as the company's investment. And this is something beyond the equity investment or something beyond the bond investment or something like that. If you have enough funds or surplus funds or marginal funds, if you have, you tend to invest because your money should not be blocked, your income should not be blocked by the ideal funds. For that purpose, there is a requirement from your side and you intend to invest in several portfolios. But which portfolio is a good, which portfolio is a moderate, which portfolio is a bad, or which is an extremely good portfolio where you can invest and rely upon? There must be somebody to guide you, and that's the job of the finance manager, who is under portfolio management called as portfolio manager. Now, to start with our discussion, I will take you through what are the points which we are going to discuss is the portfolio and portfolio management, brief introduction about that, then why the portfolio management is required, that is need for the portfolio management, then types of the portfolio management, then portfolio managers, roles and responsibilities of the portfolio manager, various models of the portfolio managers, portfolio manager services, that is PMS service in India, then investment in the portfolio management services, which are the areas, working of the portfolio manager services, management services, including portfolio management services charges also, and also the taxation part, and how the PMS is different than mutual fund, because you should not be, because there are various portfolios and you should not be confused with the mutual fund. So to start with, let us understand first the brief about the portfolio management scheme. The portfolio management services is used by naturally the HNI, that is high net worth individual or investors, to invest in the stock. That is a primarily requirement. While there is a product that also bet in the fixed income instrument, which are mostly equity linked, it is offered by the brokerages and the mutual fund registered with SEBI, and there are two types of portfolio management services. One is discretionary portfolio management services and another one is non-discretionary portfolio management services. In the discretionary, the fund managers or financial managers or portfolio manager takes the investment decision on behalf of the investor, and in non-portfolio or non-discretionary portfolio, the fund manager suggests the investment ideas while the decision is to be taken by the client. So this is the only difference, discretionary and non-discretionary. Portfolio and portfolio management, meaning of it is nothing but a portfolio refers to collection of investment tools such as stocks, shares, then bonds, cash and so on, which is depending upon the investor's income, budget and convenient time frame. Some of the areas of this, which we have divided into two types of portfolios. First one is market portfolio and second one is zero investment portfolio. So market portfolio, the art of selecting the right investment policy for the individual in terms of the minimum risk and maximum return is to be suggested by the portfolio management. manager. Portfolio management, it refers to managing the individual's investment in the form of so many things, that is mutual fund, bond, cash and so many other things. Within the stipulated time frame, the return should be getting to get by the investors. Therefore, the portfolio management refers to the managing the money of the individual under the expert advice or guidance of the portfolio managers. I do not know anything about where I will invest. I have a lot of money with me, but where to invest? That is the big question mark in front of me. I will take the assistance of the portfolio manager. And this portfolio management are nothing but these are the brokers, then financial institutions, that is what as I said. In a layman's language, the art of managing the individual's investment is called as portfolio management. Why the portfolio management is required? Portfolio management represents the best investment plans to individual as per their income, budget, age and ability to undertake the risk. These are the factors need to be considered at the time of investment in the portfolios. Portfolio management minimizes the risk involved in investing and also increases chances of making the profit. Portfolio managers understands the client's financial need and suggest the best and unique investment scheme or policy for them with minimum risk involved but maximum returns to be generated. Portfolio management enables the portfolio managers to provide the customized investment solution. Customized investment solution based on income, budget, age and ability to take the risk. Considering this requirement of HNI, high net worth individual, or you yourself, you have a lot of money. So, considering your requirement for investment in the market, there are several portfolios are in market. So, which are those portfolios which are suiting to your requirement depending upon these characteristic feature what we have discussed. The type of portfolio management we are going to discuss now, and that portfolio management is further divided into some of the new areas or additional areas to understand this better, which are the portfolios under which the investment can be made. First one is active portfolio management. What is meant by active portfolio management? As the name indicates, the active portfolio management services is nothing but the portfolio managers are actively involved in buying and selling of the securities to ensure that maximum profit within the minimum period can be generated for his investors. And passive portfolio management is nothing but the portfolio manager deals only with the fixed portfolio designed to match the current market scenario. Discretionary portfolio management services. Discretionary portfolio managers is nothing but the portfolio manager himself takes the decision depending upon the income, age and your requirement of investment amount. He himself takes the decision and he tells you that you invest here and accordingly investment is made. That type of investment which is dictated or advised by the portfolio manager is discretionary portfolio manager. Non-discretionary portfolio management services means the role of portfolio manager is only to advise that you can invest in 1, 2, 3, 4 portfolios. But final decision has to be taken by the investor only. That means in discretionary management services, the portfolio manager takes the decision, and in non-discretionary, he only advises the investor, but the final decision will be of the investor only. Who is portfolio manager? An individual who understands the client's financial need and design a suitable investment plan as per his income risk-taking ability is called as portfolio manager. A portfolio manager is a one who invests on behalf of investor who is his client. Portfolio manager counsels the client and advises him the best possible investment plan which would be guarantees the maximum return with minimum period. A portfolio manager must understand the client's financial goal and objective and offers him a tailor-made plans or for investment solution to him. No two clients can have the same financial need. Roles and responsibilities of the portfolio manager. Roles and responsibilities of the portfolio manager. A portfolio manager is one who helps an individual invest to best available investment plan for guaranteed return in the future. Let us go through some of the roles and responsibilities of the portfolio manager one by one. Let us understand what is his role. He is a portfolio manager now. Portfolio manager is a pivotal role, is deciding the best investment plan for the individual as per the income, age, then as well as ability to undertake the risk. Then investment, which is essential for every earning individual, one must keep aside some amount of his or her income for the tough times, and unavoidable circumstances might arise any time, and one need to have the sufficient funds to overcome the same. Another one is a portfolio manager is responsible for making the individual aware of various investment portfolios or tools which are available in the market and the benefit associated with each plan. So he should be well prepared and well studied person. Make an individual realize why he actually needs to invest and which plan would be the best suited plan for him. Portfolio manager is also responsible for designing the customized solution or customized investment for the investor. No two individuals can have the same financial needs. It is essential for the portfolio managers to first analyze the background of the client, know an individual's earning and his capacity to invest. That is first his in understanding. Then comes the portfolio manager must keep himself abreast with latest changes in the financial market. He cannot blindly advise to the client. Suggest the best plan for your client with minimum risk involved and the maximum returns available. Make him understand that the investment plan and the risk involved with each plan is a jargon for the languages. A portfolio manager must be transparent with an individual, read out the terms and conditions and never hide anything from the investor. Be honest to your client for a long-term relationship. This is the important part of it. A portfolio manager ought to be unbiased and the he should be a thorough professional. Don't always look for your commission or money. A portfolio manager must design a tailor-made offer or tailor-made investment solution for the individual, which guarantees the maximum return and benefits within the stipulated time frame. It is the portfolio manager's duty to suggest the individual where to invest, where not to invest, keep a check on the market fluctuation, and guide the individual accordingly. A portfolio manager needs to be a good decision maker. This is a very important quality for him, and he should be prompt enough to finalize the best financial plan for the individual and invest on his behalf. Communicate with your client on a regular basis. A portfolio manager plays a major role in setting the financial goal for the individual also. Be accessible to your client. Never ignore him. Remember, you have the responsibility of putting their hard-earned money into something which would benefit them into the long run. And that is your responsibility to make this available. Be patient with your client. You might need to meet them twice or even thrice for explaining them all the investment plans, benefits, maturity period, terms and conditions, risk involved, and so on. Don't ever get hyper with him. Never sign any important document on your client's behalf. Never pressurize your client for any plan. And it is his money and he has all the rights to select the best possible plan for himself. With these qualities, portfolio manager has to advise to his client. There are several models in the market for the portfolio management. Let us understand the various models of the portfolio management which are available in the market. Portfolio management refers to art of managing the various financial products and assets to help the individual's plan of investment to earn the maximum benefit. Portfolio management also helps the individual to decide where and how to invest his hard-earned money for guaranteed return for his use in future. The model one is capital asset pricing model. What this model consists of? The capital asset pricing model is abbreviated from CAPM. When an asset needs to be added to already well-diversified portfolio, the capital asset pricing model came into use. It can be used to calculate the asset rate of profit or rate of return. At what rate return will be coming, profit will be coming. In capital asset pricing model, the asset responds only to, number one, the market risk or non-diversifiable risk often represented by the beta, expected return of the market, and third one is expected rate of return of an asset with no risk involvement. What is non-diversifiable risk? Risk which is likely the entire range of assets and the liabilities are called as non-diversifiable risk. Then, where is the capital asset pricing model used? In which area? Capital asset pricing model is used to determine the price of an individual security through a security market line, that is SML, and how it is related to the systematic risk. What is security market line? Security market line is nothing but a graphical presentation of the capital asset pricing model to determine the rate of return of assets sensitive to non-diversifiable risk, which is called as beta, arbitrage pricing theory. Stephen Rose proposed arbitrage pricing theory in 1976. He is one of the great economists. The arbitrage pricing theory highlights the relation between an asset's and several similar market risk factors. As per the arbitrage pricing theory, the value of an asset is dependent on macro and the company specific factors. Now, let us understand what is the modern portfolio theory, which is currently used by most of the portfolio managers. Modern portfolio theory was introduced by Harry McVitie. According to the modern portfolio theory, while designing a portfolio, the ratio of each assets must be chosen and combined carefully in a portfolio for maximum returns and minimum risk. In modern portfolio theory, it emphasis is not laid on single assets in the portfolio, but how each asset changes in relation to the other assets in the portfolio with reference to the fluctuation in the market price. Modern portfolio theory also proposes that the portfolio managers must be careful to choose various assets while designing the portfolio for maximum guaranteed return in the future for his investors. Value at risk model, that is VAR. We have little bit understood about the value at risk, that is VAR. It is an instrument to measure the risk, as I explained earlier also in earlier chapter. So, value at risk model was proposed to be calculate the risk involved in the financial market. Financial markets are characterized by the risk and uncertainty over the return earned in the future various investment and its products. Market conditions can fluctuate anytime, anything, giving rise to the major crisis, and the potential risk which is involved and the potential loss which will be in values for the portfolio over a certain period of time is defined as value at risk model. The value at risk model is usually used by the financial experts to estimate the risk involved in any financial portfolio over the period of time. Portfolio management services in India, how these services are getting functioned in India? Let us see from Indian portfolio scenario. Portfolio management services account is an investment portfolio in stock, debt instruments and fixed income product managed by the professional money managers that can potentially be tailored to meet the specific investment by the individual and according to his objective of investment. When you invest in portfolio management scheme, you own an individual securities unlike the mutual fund investors who owns the unit of the entire funds. You have the freedom to flexibility to tailor your portfolio to address the personal preferences and financial goals. Although the portfolio managers may oversee hundreds of portfolio options, your account may be unique. As per the SEBI guidelines, only those entities who are registered with the SEBI for providing the portfolio management services can offer the portfolio management services to the client. There is no separate certification required for selling the portfolio management services product. So, this is a case where mis-selling can happen. As per the SEBI guidelines, the minimum investment required under the portfolio management scheme is at least rupees 25 lakhs. If you have 25 lakhs, you can go for the PMS, but not less than 25 lakhs, because these are the diversified in the different portfolios. However, different providers have different minimum balance requirement for the different products. For example, Birla Asset Management Company is having minimum amount requirement of rupees 25 lakhs for the product. Similarly, for HSBC Asset Management Company is having minimum requirement of rupees 50 lakhs for their PMS, and Reliance is having minimum requirement of rupees 1 crore. Depending upon your net worth, depending upon the money which you are hold, you are free to select any one of the portfolio manager out of this, or there are other SEBI registered portfolio managers. Depending upon their choice or the portfolio or assets under investment, AMU, assets under management, whatever they are holding, they are putting into the different buckets so as to get the maximum returns for you. In India, portfolio management services are also provided by the equity broking firm, and also wealth management services are also provided by them. Discretionary PMS, where the investment is at the discretion of the fund manager, as we have explained, and the client has no intervention in the investment process. He is leaving everything to the portfolio manager. That is the discretionary decision he has to take. Whereas in the non-discretionary PMS, under these services, the portfolio manager only suggests the investment ideas, but decision has to be taken by the investor who is holding the money. The choice, as well as the timing for the investment decision rests solely with the investor. However, the execution of the trade is done by the portfolio manager. The client may give a negative list of the stock in a discretionary PMS at the time of opening his account, and the fund managers would ensure that those stocks are not brought into his portfolio. Majority of the portfolio managers scheme providers in India offer discretionary services and rather than non-discretionary services. Investment in the portfolio management services. There are two ways in which the investor can invest in the portfolio management services. As I said earlier, through the check payment, that is instrument to be used, check payment. And second one is through the transfer existing the shares held by the customer to the PMS account. The value of the portfolio transfer should be above the minimum investment criteria. Besides this, customer will need to sign few documents. That is PMS agreement with the provider. Power of attorney should be in his favor. New demat account opening form required to be filled in and signed by him. The document like PAN card, address proof and identity proof are mandatory for opening the PMS account. NRI can invest in the portfolio management scheme. The NRI need to open the PIS account, portfolio investment scheme account, with the bank, with the authorized dealer bank. However, it is different from the resident Indian, and a checklist for the document is provided by the portfolio management services provider. Working of portfolio management services, how it works. Each portfolio management scheme account is unique, and the valuation and the portfolio of each account may differ from each other. There is no NAV, net asset value. there is no net asset value for the PMA scheme. However, the customer will get the valuation of his portfolio on daily basis from portfolio manager's scheme provider. Each PMS account is unique from one another, and every portfolio manager services scheme has been modeled portfolio, and all the investment for the particular investor are done into the portfolio management services on the basis of model portfolio investment scheme. However, the portfolio may be different from investor to investor. Why this is different? Because there are reasons. Number one, entry of the investor at the different time. Number two, difference in the amount of investment by the investor. Number three, redemption and additional purchase done by the investor. Next, market scenario. For example, if the model portfolio has an investment in Infosys and the current view of the fund manager on the Infosys is hold but not to buy, a new investor may not have the Infosys in his portfolio. Under the PMS scheme, the fund manager's interaction also takes place. The frequency depends on the size of the client portfolio and the portfolio management services providers. Bigger the portfolio, frequency of the interaction will be more. Generally, the PMS provider arranges the fund manager's interaction on the quarterly, half yearly basis, depending upon the size, how big is the portfolio of the investor. Portfolio management services charges. No meal is free. Accordingly, investment made by using the PMS services, charges are required to be paid who is providing you the services. So, what are those charges? A PMS charges following the fees. The charges are decided at the time of investment and are weighted by the investor. He must agree for that. Entry load, the first time, PMS scheme may have an entry load of 3% and it is charged at the time of buying the PMS only. Another charges is a management charges. Every portfolio manager or management services scheme charges a fund manager charges. Fund managers, fund management charges may vary from 1% to 3% again, depending upon the PMS provider, and it is charged on the quarterly basis to the PMS account because continuous services are provided by the portfolio manager. Then profit sharing. Some portfolio managers create the scheme in such a way that scheme also have the profit sharing arrangement in addition to the fixed fees, wherein the provider charges a certain amount of fees profit over the stipulated return generated in the funds. The fee charged is different for every portfolio management services, and for every scheme, it is advisable for the investor to check the charges of the scheme in the market also. Apart from the charges, as mentioned above, the PMS also charges the investors on some of the other areas, new counts, which consist of custodian fee, then demat account opening charges, then audit charges, then transaction on the brokerage. These are some of the charges which are required to be paid in addition to the charges to be provided to the portfolio manager. Taxation for the portfolio management services. Income earned is always taxed. Any income from the portfolio management services account is a business income, is considered as a business income. Unlike mutual fund, the PMS is not required to maintain 65% of invested in equity to get the equity taxation benefit. Mutual fund, it is required. Each portfolio management services account is in the name of additional investor, and so the tax treatment is done on the individual investor basis. Profit on the same can be considered as a business income, and that is always slab wise. Profit can be considered as a capital gain. It may be ranging from 15% to some 20%. Sometimes it is local taxes or areas or the geography in which you are investing, there may be tax free also. So the taxation depends on the client's chartered accountants or assessing officer, how he treats his income. Then the portfolio manager management services provider sends an audited statement at the end of the financial year giving details of STCG and LTCG, that is local taxes and other taxes, and it is on the client by his CA to decide how to treat this capital gain or the business income. How is the PMS different from mutual fund? Both portfolio management scheme and mutual funds are the types which are managed by the funds. The difference to the investor in the portfolio management services over the mutual fund is only in respect of following 4 points. One is a concentrated portfolio, which is not available in the mutual funds. Then portfolio can be tailored to suit the need of investor. Mutual fund can also do that, but with a different variation. Investor directly own the stock rather than funds owning the stock. In mutual fund, whatever investment is made, the stock is coming to the mutual fund, whereas in portfolio management scheme, the investment made by, as per the advices of the portfolio manager, it comes to the investor directly. And fourth one is the difference in the taxation. Depending upon when the income is received, you have to take into consideration the taxation also, which is directly related to the tax policy of the government. Thank you very much for this particular chapter of portfolio management services, which looks very easy but little bit complicated. Thank you.